Hey, everybody, and welcome back for another episode of Quick Dev, where my goal, our goal here is to save you, the developer, time. So I'm pretty excited today to have Gavin Bowman on the line from Boston, and this is Gavin's first time on Dev Radio on Quick Dev. He's got a couple of other shows that he's worked on that he's facilitating himself. First time on Dev Radio, so happy to have Gavin on the line. Gavin, you want to do a quick intro and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, definitely, everybody. I just want you all to know that I was just told that this is my first time on Dev Radio. I've done so many videos, I thought I would at least be featured by now. But I'm clearly not famous enough. No, my name's Gavin. Like James mentioned, I'm a technical evangelist. I'm based here in Boston. And I do a lot of work with mobile stuff recently and game stuff. So come check me out on my channel. I do a lot of stuff on the Game Dev Show. And imagine this, shameless plug there. You know, I got to slide those shows in.
Yeah, we do. We do as much self-promotion as we can on this show. Love to be able to highlight some of the good stuff that people are doing. So you mentioned one specific thing that jumps out that's going to be relevant today is an interest in mobile. And this is where my interest, my passion really lies also. So we're going to tie into that. We're going to talk about Xamarin, and we're going to talk about Xamarin in the context of new announcements, new features, all that kind of stuff, since the Microsoft Build conference and since the Xamarin Evolve conference, which conveniently were about a month apart, a few weeks, something like that.
Conveniently.
Right. So I think they had to kind of pick and choose which features to announce when to make sure they had some new stuff at Evolve. But so you have been spending a little bit more time recently with Xamarin. I know you've done some Android stuff before in the past, and now you've kind of recently gotten into Xamarin. You want to talk really quickly about kind of what your interest is there and then what kind of stuff you've done recently?
Yeah, definitely. So my interest in mobile, it's a personal thing, right? It's always been something I've been really closely. I just had a huge affinity for it back in college. We were playing around with stuff. One of my claims to fame is an app I did for Google Startup Weekend. It was called Geotone. It's the app that changed your ringtone based on your location.
So that
your boss. Yeah, it was great. It was so that your boss doesn't have to know you're a Nicki Minaj fan. That was the tagline. Since I've always liked mobile and Android was the thing I had in my pocket, that's all I ever programmed for. But now Xamarin comes along and gives me an option to use C#, an awesome language, to develop native mobile apps for all platforms. So now I don't feel like I had to be, confined to just one IDE or a platform to promote to. So I'm so happy that I got to play around with Xamarin. And after playing with it for a little while, it seems, pretty straightforward, right? I don't have to reinvent the wheel when I'm planning out for any mobile app I'm picking up. So that's what I like about it. And as soon as I got into it, Xamarin completely hit a 180 on me and announced like a ton of features with Evolve and things of that nature. So I'm happy to talk about that. The first being the iOS emulator for Windows. How epic is that? You still need a Mac to compile your app. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, so this is one of those things where in the past, you had to have a Mac. And not only did you have to have a Mac, but if you were on Visual Studio and Windows, and you wanted to deploy to an iOS simulator, you could do that, but you had to, they did the analogy of like rotating your chair where I rotate to my Mac and do stuff here with it, with the simulator, and then rotate back to my Windows machine. Now that basically gets mirrored onto my Windows machine, where I can interact with that simulator. It's still running over here on the Mac machine, but I don't have to look at the Mac and I can just interact with it on the Windows machine.
Which I love.
Yep. Yeah, really, really convenient. So you talk about saving time. That's kind of a small change, but this movement saves your neck, saves your back, saves you a little bit of time. So it's really, really cool.
Yeah, definitely. And when you've got all your dev tools on your Windows machine, if you're that kind of guy, I have all my dev tools on my Windows machine, right? I would like to use my Mac for as little work as possible that I have to do. I know it sounds like I'm a super biased Windows guy, but I am a super biased Windows guy.
Sure. I think you're allowed to do that. But so let's do this, Gavin. Let's switch over to desktop, and we'll walk through just a couple of blog articles that'll kind of give us an outline for this talk. It'll give people some reference points for the different articles and highlights that they can go back and check. And then we'll talk through those points, and we'll come back and do a webcam to kind of recap and close out.
Yeah, definitely. Let's go for it.
Okay, so I wanted to start with we're actually going to look at several different articles from the Xamarin blog. And the first one is entitled Xamarin for Everyone. And this is from March 31st, took place like pretty quickly after the Microsoft Build conference, where there were obviously a bunch of big announcements. So to start off with, March 18th, the Microsoft acquisition of Xamarin officially closed. So Xamarin is now a part of the Microsoft team, which is just super exciting going forward. And I think that'll kind of tie into some of the things that we talk about here in a second. So the first one is the fact that Visual Studio now includes Xamarin at no additional cost. So there used to be some limitations on like package size and a couple of other things if you did a Xamarin project in Visual Studio without having a Xamarin subscription. Now that's kind of mitigated. And keep in mind that this is also with a free version of Visual Studio, being Visual Studio 2015, which is actually the one that we use on a daily basis internally. So basically everything that you would need right there in Visual Studio, it includes Xamarin. You can get up and going. If you're developing on the Mac, you can actually get Xamarin Studio as a benefit of the Visual Studio professional license or an MSDN subscription, stuff like that. So lots of different ways you can get to Xamarin to kind of mitigate what used to be a pain point for people and the cost of paying for Xamarin. So I'm going to scroll down here a little bit. And then we've got the open source tab. If Gavin, you want to jump in and tell us a little bit about Xamarin going open source?
Yeah. So super excited about that. Right now, Xamarin has released its Android and iOS variants as open source. So anyone who wants to go ahead and make additions to the SDKs or contribute something to Xamarin itself to make it even better than it already is, you're more than welcome to do that. It's super, super cool. All barriers to adopting over to all the features that .NET has, a more performant runtime, those doors are now open to all developers to contribute to. So whenever you're open sourcing a new project, especially a large project like Xamarin, or even .NET when we open sourced it not too long ago, it only makes the products better, right? It only makes things better. Devs have been finding bugs in all sorts of runtime environments and frameworks for forever, right? Yep. And so this allows you to fix that bug and now give it to the company, and the company can choose whether they want to take it or not. And so it's just cool. I think that's all I have to say about that. It's just freaking epic.
I mean, I think epic, cool, awesome, all that stuff kind of sums it up. And this again is something that I've talked about in the past several episodes. It's just the idea of this new Microsoft supporting other platforms, whether it be Android and iOS now through Xamarin, or supporting tooling on Linux and Mac machines, or .NET being open source, all the different open source projects we have. It's just really incredible. It's a totally different Microsoft world from what we were several years ago. And I say that kind of in every episode because something in each of these episodes really touches on that. And one of these, I got to find this line, but one of these sentences really stuck out to me. And it was basically any platform that you want to develop for, with .NET, it can run on anything and it can build for anything, which is a really, really, really powerful statement. Something obviously that everyone involved is pretty excited about.
Everything, anything.
Yeah. Keywords there.
Obama's BlackBerry. Can I build that?
I don't know about the BlackBerry specifically.
The real question is, would I want to build for that?
Probably that's the more important question. The stuff that you would want to develop for, you're covered. and there's a lot of, you can get into some other obscure ones as well. But so a couple of other things here, and these are more on kind of like the DevOps side of things. Xamarin Insights is joining HockeyApp. So HockeyApp is a technology through Microsoft allowing people to basically send out test flights and alphas and betas of their applications for people to test. Xamarin Insights kind of combining with that lets you get insights and data and statistics from how people are using it, what goes wrong, all that sort of stuff. Another one here, Xamarin Test Cloud. This is not necessarily a huge improvement here, but just kind of reiterating what it is. It's a device test lab of like 2,300 different devices that people can test on. And Gavin, I'm sure you can kind of attest to this with Android development. You have so many different devices. It's hard to make something that really looks well and is performant on all of them because screen sizes, CPU, all that kind of stuff varies greatly. So you can test all those things in the cloud with Xamarin Test Cloud.
Yeah, definitely. So screen sizes are one thing. Like you said, CPUs, architectures, clock speeds, RAM allotments are all different, right? And so what a lot of developers would do, especially if you're a smaller shop, is just buy the most popular phones, right? Or have, you know, images, emulator images for the most popular devices. And you could only test those, you know, and you'd have to just see what happens when you release your device out into the wild. But I love that the Xamarin Test Cloud allows me to just deploy my app remotely to all these devices, and I can still debug, right? I can still do things like set breakpoints and be able to check out the performance of those apps as they're running. When I heard for the first time, oh my gosh, these guys have a 2300 device test lab. That sounds amazing. I don't know what I was thinking. I thought it was more high tech than it really was. Or maybe my head talks things up unnecessarily, but when I was shown the Xamarin Test Cloud, it's just a giant closet full of phones and tablets. I was like, oh, that's exactly what it should be.
Yeah, it's exactly what you need, right? It doesn't need to be fancy.
You don't need to reinvent the wheel here. Yeah, exactly.
Yep. And another one of the really cool features they announced at Build and showed off at Build was the ability to, you know, you would do UI testing with Xamarin. You could basically simulate, like, I want them to press this button and this button, this button. And you can actually run those tests in the test cloud and then have a video sent back to you of how it performed on different devices. So you can actually see it in real time. How fast did this navigation take place? If it was delayed, you can look more into, like, why would this navigation take longer on this device, blah, blah, blah. So really cool. A lot of DevOps stuff here, tying in with Microsoft existing technologies. A lot of focus on the open source, and then the free Xamarin with Visual Studio. So let's. That was the Build conference. That was Microsoft Build. Let's switch over to Evolve, which took place. This article came out May 4th, so it was either that day or the day before. But let's kind of recap the stuff that came from the Evolve conference. And again, just going to kind of scroll down through here. So they've got open source Xamarin, which we just talked about. We've got, Xamarin previews. So they've got new channels for Xamarin Studio, being alpha and beta channels. And you will need alpha for one or two of the things that we'll talk about, and then beta for a couple of the other ones. But anything that you want to start off with? We've got the iOS simulator here, so we've talked about that. Anything else that you want to jump in with to start from Evolve?
So I think the important disclaimer here is that this is an alpha channel, right? So things will be broken, right? It's a high risk, high reward sort of scenario, wherein you can have all the new cutting edge features, and you can be more familiar with this than your best friend next door once it comes out. But you know, you may break your IDE a couple times over. So always be sure to have yourself, you know, make sure everything's backed up. You don't want to lose any productivity.
Right.
But yeah, that disclaimer is totally made. One cool thing that I wanted to talk about, I know I may be skipping something, but the UI, the XAML designer view for Xamarin Forms.
Yeah, let me scroll down and see if I can match up with you. Yeah, and this is the XAML previewer is something that you have to have the alpha channel, as far as I understand.
Ah, okay.
So that's one of those things where you're doing an alpha channel. It's not there yet. It's there for people to play around with and test, and you get to check out the XAML previewer.
Cool. Yeah. So as Xamarin is now, sort of makes you envy web developers in the sense that the instant you change something on a page, all you got to do is click the refresh button. You can see your UI changes and things of that nature. And you can't entirely do that with Xamarin as it stands currently. You have, you know, you build out your UI with XAML, and you'd have to run your app to see what it looks like, right? But now they're launching, because they're awesome. Those guys are amazing, and they work ridiculous hours. But they're launching a live previewer, so I can see what my app looks like as I build it, which just enhances my productivity and allows me to move faster, which I love.
Yep. And this is, I think this is something that, you know, they've had in their minds for a while, because it's something they had to have, right? If you look at Windows development, Windows has it, right?
Android has it.
Android has it, iOS has it. It was a natural progression, but at the same time, really, really excited that it's here. So one of the other ones that stood out to me is called Data Pages. And this is, there's an article here that Scaffolding Xamarin Forms Pages with Data Pages by Pierce Bogan that walks you through getting started and what it is. But really what it is, it takes into account the fact that, you know, as developers, we get data for our mobile applications a lot of times from somewhere else, not necessarily in the application. So whether it's some API that we call that we get JSON back, or it's a table in Azure Storage, or it's a table somewhere else that returns JSON.
Getting back that.
Yeah, it powers apps. You have to have it. And then from there, designing a UI that takes in that data and binds to it and displays it in a way that looks good is something that people were redoing, right, themselves, and they were doing it their own way without really necessarily kind of a starting point. So data pages is incredible in the sense that in your XAML page, you declare it as a data page. You tell it what source you want to get your JSON from. And you can configure a couple of small things, but basically all in your XAML, it will go out and create a master detail page. So the master being a list of the items that you get back in JSON. And then the detail being you click on one and you see the details for that item, whatever it is, whether it's a person, a speaker, or a menu item at a restaurant, stuff like that. And it builds all that stuff for you. And this is, I can testify, I went through that blog post that I just showed a second ago. It works really well. It's really, really cool. And it kind of standardizes you bringing in your data and then displaying it. And you can customize it to a certain extent as well.
It sort of reminds you of App Studio, right? Where you could just plug and chug your URL, excuse me, your API credentials into that platform just to see, right? It may not be the end all be all what you want your app to look like, but just to see what this gives you. It's a great way to give me sort of a visual, sort of a visual prefab as to what my app should look like, which is awesome.
Yeah, great way to do a prototype, and then a great way to like take that prototype and then build on top of it.
Yeah.
So one of the things that DataPages uses are themes, and these themes are pre-designed UI elements. And we talk a lot about cards and contact lists, and that's actually what gets implemented in DataPages. It uses the themes, and you can do light and dark and change that out with like two words, basically. But really cool stuff. Highly encourage you guys to check it out. Another piece down here, URL navigation, so deep linking to a page within your Xamarin Forms app, deep linking to other applications. Again, stuff that's been around on other platforms for a while, but certainly very handy to have. And let me scroll. Anything while I'm scrolling here, anything I'm missing?
Yeah, actually, the embedded, if you scroll down just a taste.
Yep.
The embedded platform specific controls. So there's, for anyone who may not know, right, there's two variants to Xamarin. There's Xamarin Classic and then there's Xamarin Forms, right? Xamarin Classic allows you to share your C# logic, but you define what your UI looks specifically for each platform. And in Xamarin Forms, you don't have to do that, right? You can build out your UI and it just renders dynamically for each platform, right?
Yep.
But sometimes you gotta go deep. Right, you have to get something that's iOS or Android specific, right? So that used to be a big problem with Xamarin Forms. You'd have to do things like deep linking inherently. You'd have to do it yourself, right? And it would be this really sort of odd workaround, and you'd have to go deep in finding out where you even wanted to link it in the first place. So now deep linking is a first-class citizen in Xamarin Forms, as well as embedding platform-specific controls. So you don't have to go and deal with this crazy workaround solution to put a scroll bar for, or a little waiting bar for an Android app in your code, right? You can just use a single line of code, and you don't have to deal with things like custom renderers, which no one wants to deal with ever.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah. And that was what most people were doing, was a custom renderer where they would do a specific implementation of something and for each platform, and then use that kind of as a Xamarin Forms object, and it would do its adapting itself. It just keeps getting better and better. And one of the ones, and this will be one of the last ones here, which I wasn't too excited about it until I really went back and watched the demo. And it's something called workbooks. And workbooks is, they call it here, live documents that are great for experimenting, teaching, training, and so on. And so what this is, it reminds me a lot, if you're a Swift developer, the Swift Playground, or like a JavaScript console that you can write in. So you can write your code, you can write your C# code and just kind of play around with stuff. But you can also interact with UI in your C#. So it's not just saying like 1 + 1 = 2. It's saying here's a map view, and it shows that map view rendered on an iOS.
Awesome.
Not necessarily simulator, but just kind of a picture of what it looks like and how you can actually interact with it too. And not only can you do those things step by step, you can also add comments and annotations in those. So if I want to learn how to do something specific, I can go and follow this workbook and see the code that they wrote, see what that code does on the right-hand side, whether it's just crunching numbers or showing something on the UI, and then also read their notes along the way. So I really envision this being kind of the new blog post. I think it's really incredible. It really, like I said, I wasn't too excited about it until I went back and rewatched the demo and really saw the power of it and was pretty excited.
See, it's funny you said, like, I see this as new blog posts, but I'm looking at it as it blurs the line between designer and developer, right? So, like, I can be a designer and see what the code the developer wrote and goes, oh, okay, I'll take this snippet and put it here and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, the more insights you can get from code that you would typically just copy and paste from Stack Overflow or something like that, the better.
The better, yeah, definitely, definitely. Awesome. So there's a ton going on in Xamarin right now. One thing I do want to talk about is, well, how do I get started? Because that's where I am right now, right? Like, how do I go ahead and, you know, ramp up really quickly in Xamarin? Mm-hmm. So one thing I would like to point out is that there is a Xamarin University that you guys feel free to jump into at any time. While it is not, unfortunately, like Xamarin and Visual Studio, while it is not free, Microsoft does have an option that gives you some time with Xamarin Studio for free, right? It's Visual Studio Dev Essentials. So that's going to be one of those really cool links that just, you know, pop up while I'm speaking right here.
Yeah, right? And they give you some of, they've got basically like a subset of videos that you can watch with your Visual Studio Dev Essentials kind of benefits. So really cool stuff. With Xamarin Studio or Xamarin University, you can get a certificate if you finish a class, and that's something that, you know, you get, you can put on your resume and stuff like that. If you finish it, it definitely should be on your resume. So that's a ton of different stuff from both our Build and the Xamarin Evolve conference. Gavin, let's switch back over to our webcams and just kind of take a second to recap, and then we'll get on out of here.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so we've talked, you know, about a lot of different features, a lot of different capabilities that are coming or are already there with Xamarin. And just kind of want to go back to the beginning of, I think this is a similar reason why you got started. And I want to talk a little bit about kind of my reasoning for getting into Xamarin. And I had done some Android stuff in college with Java, started to do a lot of C# and Windows development when I joined Microsoft. And that skill set really, really naturally carried over to Xamarin, where I was using C#. With Xamarin Forms, I can use XAML. And now even more so with the Visual Designer. But this gives me the option as a mobile developer to target all of these different devices, all these different platforms, Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, all that kind of stuff. And just gives me an option to do all that stuff with the skill set that I already have.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I agree. I think the best sort of statement for something like that is, if you know C#, you're a mobile developer. So It's easy. It's an easy transition.
Right.
And if you're coming from somewhere like Java land or somewhere like, you know, Swift land or Objective-C land, yeah, anything you can do in those languages, you can also do in C#, which is great. And a lot of times you can do them quicker. So for me, coming from Java to C#, you know, no offense to Java, plenty of offense to Java. Null checking. It's just easier, right? It's like file reading, like something that should be trivial, is trivial in C#, yeah. And it's great. So you just take those coding paradigms and you apply it to a mobile ecosystem, and it just works, which I love.
It just keeps getting better. The community is really strong. There's lots of people in the community using Xamarin, lots of people in enterprise scenarios now that are using Xamarin, yeah. Lots of support behind it. Now being a part of Microsoft, you imagine it's just going to get bigger and better. You know, I'm certainly excited about it. I'm certainly excited to take advantage of a lot of these features. The data pages is really cool. The visual designer or visualizer, whatever you want to call it, awesome. The fact that everything is open source, it's this new Microsoft, this new Xamarin, this new idea of really being involved in the community, really getting support from the community, and really being supportive of the community. So I'm excited. Gavin, thanks again for being here for your very first episode on Dev Radio and Quick Dev.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see you sometime in the future for another one. But in the meantime, stay tuned for more Quick Dev videos.